Welcome to Unpain Clinic Podcast. Here, you will learn how to resolve stubborn pain for muscles, tendons, joints, how to increase your athletic performance, optimize your biological age, and look naturally with long-lasting results. I'm your host, Yuran Berisha, founder and visionary of Unpain Clinic. Stay tuned. I hope you love it. Hi, today it's my pleasure to share this episode with Amber Guerin. She is the expert from SkinPan. I met her about, I think, just before New Year, right? Christmas time?
Yeah, just before Christmas.
Yes. So she was so good, you know, teaching us about microneedling SkinPan. So I said to her, hey, I want you in my show, in my podcast, so we can actually share your knowledge with everybody. So tell me a little bit about you, Amber. Like,
oh my gosh, where do I start? I've been in this industry for longer than I care to admit, but it'll be 22 years in the aesthetics industry this year. So almost retired. Wow. But I definitely went to business school, and then I wanted to be an esthetician. I always wanted to do aesthetics. And, you know, it's so interesting because the aesthetics industry is so different than when I went to school. But I love the things that we can do now because they make such a marked improvement in skin. And so I think that's why, you know, we really connected about SkinPan as well, is because we have similar ideologies in terms of, you know, things like not creating too much inflammation and the importance of growth factors and things like that. So I think, you know, as part of my journey in skincare, I've really been focusing on products that I believe do not create inflammation. I think it's really important to control inflammation in the skin. And we're seeing a shift in the industry. You're seeing a shift,
yes,
I think,
yes,
in, you know, the way that people are treating their skin. It used to be very North American. We would, yes, Ajax our face if they said it would make us younger and, you know, do all these harsh, crazy things. And now we've got so many tools at our disposal that, you know, do these things gently, and we see these incredible results from them. So I'm excited to share some information with you today.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know it's going to be an amazing, you know, conversation between us here, just kind of brainstorming. And it's interesting when you think actually how much, you know, approaches and techniques have improved.
Yes.
What we thought, you know, that you have to actually cut, you have to pull, and you have to go deep, and you have to use this acid and this, mm-hmm, where nowadays things, you can get amazing results just with completely non-invasive or minimal invasive procedures. So, you know, as a business owner and with Unpain Clinic, we have grown everything up to this point based on word of mouth.
Yeah.
And to us, it's, and for me personally, if I don't use something on myself, I don't want to offer it for anyone else. And therefore, we are extremely careful what we bring in. So when it came to microneedling, we heard, you know, as a concept, it's really good because it's like almost like re-injuring the skin. It's causing biological effects on the skin to get the healing going.
Yes.
And then we actually had one of you guys, like, we helped her a lot, Alana. She's from Victoria. She's an amazing esthetician. And we asked her, like, okay, what is the best thing in the market when it comes to microneedling? What is the best device? And she said, SkinPan, like, don't bother with anything else.
Yes.
So that's how we connected. And it's been true. So can you just tell me about, for people that have no clue what microneedling is, like what it is?
Basically what we're doing is we're, you know, not to scare anyone. it's pain-free, but we're putting millions of micro wounds into the skin in an effort to make your skin heal itself, as you said, and produce collagen. So essentially, and the SkinPan uses a cartridge, and it has needles that go into your skin, 1600 channels a second are produced. And then what ends up happening is your skin, over the course of, you know, a period of time, will heal. And some of what happens in the healing is, for example, growth factor is produced. And growth factor is one of these most amazing things the body does for us for healing. But on the other side of it, it's great for hyperpigmentation and, many other things is dealing with. We can treat with the microneedling through putting those needles into the skin, healing cascade. So a lot of people think microneedling is just putting holes into the face to produce collagen, but it's so much more than that. And a lot of it comes down to growth factor, which I know you guys talk about quite a bit in your other treatments. And if you can create more growth factor with collagen production, you're in a very good healing place. You don't have to be inflamed for a long period of time because inflammation, left unchecked for a very long period of time, can actually create so many of the things that we're trying to treat. And so you mentioned even with peeling, and I mentioned, back in the day, if we could get Ajax on our face to rip it off and start with the, completely incorrect understanding that if you rip it all off, your skin is going to make new skin. But there's an effect to that, and that is inflammation left unchecked for a long period of time. So, I think the beauty of SkinPen, and we'll talk more, about the specifics, but we do create a little bit of inflammation, but the goal is treatment, not trauma. We put those channels in and we don't go deeper than we need to. We've
So
got channels.
channels, you mean like needles
The
or
needles,
like
yes, that create the channels. Yeah, we call them channels. They're a little, saying channels is a little less scary than saying wounds. So we stay away from the way wounds, but they are essentially little wounds and they're very, very small. They're microscopic. It's not like you can see every hole on your face. But again, the idea is we do need to create a little bit of injury in the skin, but a lot of what we've seen happen over, at least in my time in aesthetics, it used to be the idea is you need to hurt the face in order to get a result. And we are moving away from that. And I'm sure your patients,
Oh my God,
I know for myself, I don't like an obscene amount of downtime. Even though we're wearing masks now, I still don't want to look awful for 7 days. And so this is where, we get really great results from microneedling with no downtime, less inflammation, and also less risk. Because there are specific skin types, meaning Fitzpatrick types, which is darker skin tones, that are always our concern for hyperpigmentation. Created from treatments, and that's just not going to happen from a microneedling treatment with us because we are not heating up the skin. We are treating it as gently as possible, but still getting amazing results.
And that's why I think that's this is I had actually I had the treatment last week.
Oh, you did? Yay! What did
I
you
did
think?
it, you know. I wanted just like I wanted to see exactly how it feels because
Yeah.
you know like don't get me wrong, I hope nobody takes me wrong here, but when the first guy who discovered X-ray, he was testing the X-ray machine in his wife. So even myself.
And she was our demo. You're right.
I sent it my wife, and you know, I wanted to see like what is her response because
Yeah.
if it's something you know good, she tells me. If it's something bad, I get in trouble. So
Absolutely.
if it passed my test, wife, it's good.
Yeah. I
So
love it.
and I saw on her, you know, the first day it was a little bit red. The next day it was almost like 80% gone. By the third day, back to normal. Even myself. I was very red right after the treatment. By the end of the day, it was like I would say 40, 50% better. Next day, 80%. Third day, you cannot even tell if I had anything. And I am a guy that I freak out from needles. Okay? So when I go to get the blood test done, I tell the nurse, hey, careful. I'm telling you, you're dealing here with a big, strong man. If I faint from the needle, then don't tell me that I didn't warn you. So anyway, Chanel put the numbing cream. So I was like sitting, like she cleansed the skin, put the numbing cream. I was there for about half an hour with numbing cream, and then she started the procedure. And I would say 99% of the times I did not feel it. The only 1% it was on my eyebrow because I have very thick eyebrows. So I think
Yeah.
the
The numbing
the
cream
cream
couldn't
didn't
get
go
there.
exactly. So I could feel it a little bit, but that was it. And honestly, I do feel a little bit more tightness, especially right after treatment. It was mind-blowing. It's like even like trying to smile or something, it felt like my skin has been so much tighter.
Well,
So
we pop, it's like a water balloon. We just popped
yes.
you first day. So yeah, you're feeling very tight for sure. Absolutely.
So tell me this, because I know the skin pan, you got, like you said, it's precision microneedling. And then I was just like surfing or browsing on Instagram one day, and I saw somebody doing microneedling like manually by hand or something like that. So
Yes. Okay.
where do you guys stand? Like, what is kind of the worst, microneedling technique to the best,
Well, I've never seen that, so that's a new one for me. But there are different ways to microneedle. So a roller is one that we see a lot of. Certainly home care rollers are, something that we see a lot of that clients have their hands on. Not in clinics so much anymore, but the thing about rollering is it's not precise. Just think about your own left hand and your right hand. If I go like this with my right hand, I'm right hand dominant. It's going to be very different than if I go left hand, which, I mean, my left hand is a prop. It really is just here because it has to be. It does very little. And so I'm not going to get an even result. It's not consistent. Also, there is no way to tell how far you are in the skin with a roller. Okay. So the problem with that is that we actually have studied where in the skin you should go for certain issues. So when it comes to melasma, for example, we get better results for melasma if we're treating more shallow. We have to be precise with this to get the results. So if you're using a roller, for example, there's no precision there. You can't determine, am I 0.25 millimeters in the skin? Am I 0.5? Am I 0.75? Et cetera, et cetera. There's no way to determine that.
Very true.
So there's no consistency there. There's not even consistency from one side of the face to the other because, again, your wrist action changes because of your anatomy. So I think the roller on that level is not ideal. Not to mention the hygiene side of things.
That
How are you
scared
cleaning
me.
this?
Like, that was crazy.
Yes. How are you cleaning this? And the spread of bacteria is always an issue. But also, if you've ever seen a roller, how can you microscopically look at the needles on your home roller and know that they are not jagged and hooked? You just don't know the needle quality anymore. And so, imagine if you will that you have just one little hook on your roller and you're going over your face like this. Every single time you move it, you are pulling and ripping on the epidermis and you're creating so much trauma and so much inflammation. The other problem with those home rollers is you're doing them frequently. Some of them are, the protocols are do it nightly, which is absolutely crazy. Your skin is always in an inflamed state. So that's just some of the problems of the rollers. We also have devices out there that the needles are going in, but they're not coming all the way back out. That's a huge issue because especially you felt skin pain. We move across the skin like this and like this. If your needles aren't perfectly pointy and free of hooks, free of jagged edges, and then on top of that, they're not coming all the way out of the skin, you are going to end up with swollen redness for days and days and days on end because you've absolutely traumatized those tissues. I also see a lot of things on Instagram, as you mentioned, where I see people after a microneedling treatment and their face is completely bloody. And I have to ask myself if they've had a PRP facial treatment before that because of the amount of blood. And so a lot of the languaging out there about microneedling, in order to see a result, you have to bleed. I've gone 1.5 millimeters into the skin treating acne scars on a client, which is the maximum depth you can go. You, in fact, are not even in the dermis at that point. You're actually in the subcutaneous layer. And the only reason we go that deep is for our acneic clients because we have to get under the. And even then, I have not seen the amount of blood that I've seen with some
Yes,
devices.
yes.
So I think that's one of the most important things about skinpen is we have validated studies on our needle quality. So they are perfectly pointy. They stay completely sharp for 80 minutes on scar tissue, not regular skin, scar
Wow.
tissue. We didn't even bother trying on regular skin. We're just like, if it can go through scar tissue for 80 solid minutes, we're good to go
Yes.
in a treatment that takes 30 minutes from head to
Yes.
décolleté.
Yes.
But that needle retraction difference is, I think, one of the most important things that is not talked about. If those needles are not coming all the way back out and they are going 1600 channels a second, you are getting so much scratching and tearing on the skin. And that's
Yes.
why you see swollen skin, even if they're going to a 1 millimeter, which is a really acceptable level for a lot of things we treat, you're seeing the swelling for days on end. And as you mentioned yourself, I would, hazard a guess that they probably did a 1 millimeter on you for collagen production in your cheeks,
Yes,
for
yes.
example, and you were probably fine after. You said 2 days, there's no redness, which is
Exactly.
a very normal reaction. So,
Yeah.
those are some of the things we see out there, and that's the skin point advantages. Better needle quality, superior needle quality,
Yes.
as a matter of fact, needle retraction. We haven't even gone into the hygiene side of things yet, but
Yes.
We can get there at some point, but that's why we see the amazing results we see, and that's why people like skinpen treatments, is they are not red and swollen for days on end, and you don't have to be. This is not something that you have to experience in microneedling. In fact, it's better not to.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. See, I love this because what I went through myself and I was trying to understand and what I experienced, it's like it all made sense. And even after numbing cream went away, I was honestly expecting a little bit, oh, am I gonna feel pain? No. It's like, no, I just used the solution that
gel,
the gel. So I was applying that and that was it.
it's
It's
like
yeah.
getting a minor sunburn. That's what it
Yeah.
feels like. I mean, it's a little, I think the worst part, especially being in Alberta,
Yeah.
is the dryness that happens for the few days after, which is completely normal.
Yes.
That feeling's not fun. But other than that, it's a really, really easy treatment. And everything that it treats, I mean, to get that level of, no downtime, but get
Yes.
the results you get is something else. There's not too many treatments that can claim both. These amazing
Exactly,
results with this
exactly.
amount of,
Yes, yeah.
and it's
You
your own
know
body, which I
what?
think you guys love over there. It's the fact that your own body is doing its thing, which it's completely capable of, that makes it such a wonderful treatment and something that people are seeking right now,
Yes.
right? People are seeking their own collagen production. They want to look like themselves, but better. And microneedling can do that for you without, giving you disfigurement in your face, which sometimes
Yes,
can happen.
yes.
Really well-rounded treatment.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just gonna be extremely honest here. As a man, if I look, a woman that you can see, a lot of artificial changes, it's not very attracting. It's just personal choice. But if I see somebody that is just looking, stunning and it looks good, but it looks her, that is way more, attracting. And that's why, even from what we do, from healing perspective with Shockwave and anti-aging and men's health and all that, we say it's like you don't want to trade problems. You don't want to kill another cell to make the other one better because you're gonna need those cells. You have them for a freaking reason. Your body did not create them for no reason to go and burn a cell or like freeze a cell or remove or cut. The only time that I'm pro surgeries, it's actually when it's life-threatening injury. Especially in 2022, there's so much that can be done now, completely non-invasive, that you just need to look for. And honestly, in long term, because I still struggle to kind of put it out there that we want to do a proactive, aging. Like we want to do steps that it will prevent or optimize you, and not trying to go and physically, change. So, yeah.
I love
So,
that too, because I think what happens with microneedling a lot is, and this is partly our own fault as an industry, we kind of set out there, you're going to do your series, depending on what your issue is, let's just say lines and wrinkles, and then we'll see you once a year or twice a year for treatment. When the truth is, you literally could make this your collagen-producing treatment every month if you want to, or do it every other month, because every time you do the treatment, the collagen is just going to keep producing and producing and producing.
Yes.
Every time you do one treatment, the collagen is going to produce for up to 300 days as well. So you're not even seeing your end results. If we do a series of three on you and you started in January, those
Yes.
results aren't going to completely show up necessarily until the end of the year.
Exactly.
So it's just a way to maintain the healthy collagen in your skin always. It's something that you can do as your collagen producing treatment forever if you want to.
Yeah, I was amazed when I saw your skin, and I'm
Thank
surrounded by a
you.
lot of beautiful ladies and women, but when I saw your skin, it's like, whoa, she looks beautiful, amazing skin.
Thank
So
you. Yeah.
that's
Well, it's
awesome.
microneedling. I will tell you,
Yeah.
it is the magic formula. And I think I even told you my funny story about how I think I'm doing pretty good here and here. I'm okay. But you know where I'm starting to notice aging? You always notice your own aging, and people always say, I don't notice that on you, but I notice it is here. And I really did a lot of microneedling during the pandemic because I had a lot of time. And I had a lot of downtime. I didn't have to worry about going out, even if it was only a day long, healing time for me. But what I noticed after doing a lot of the treatments is this jowl thing that I thought I had. I remember talking to one of my nurses in Calgary about, and I was like, seriously, consider a thread lift. I think I told you this story. And I went and I saw her, and I was like, okay, we really got to talk about this thread lift. And she gave me a mirror, and I was like, wait a minute, it's gone. It just took the collagen and it lasted a little while to produce. And that's why I say if you have, but your patient, microneedling is a wonderful treatment. Sorry, my dog's here.
It's all good.
I
It's all
warned
good.
you. He's getting impatient. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yes, it's a wonderful treatment as long as you're patient. Like you said yourself, you see the tightening. There are things you see immediately. And normally what people notice is, the first treatment, some people are like, it's night and day. And you're like, you're like, it is. Like you're like,
Yes,
I don't
yes.
see it as much as you see it, but I'm glad you see it. But they come in for their third treatment, and that's when you as the practitioner really are, wow, this is really changing. But then again, later down the road, if they've done just a series of three, 6 months later, their friends are going to be saying to them, oh, you look great. And they're going to be like, I don't
Yeah.
know what I'm doing differently because they forgot that they did that series. So it's just a wonderful treatment to continue the aging, preventing the aging process for you.
Exactly. Honestly, and this is the thing, like all human cells need is they just need the right stimulation, the right nutrition, and then they
Yes.
do the work. Because
Absolutely.
anyway, they are responsible for regeneration, degeneration, and everything. You don't
Absolutely.
feed them properly with the right, skin care or like whatever you do, then they're gonna degenerate. You do the right
Absolutely.
thing, they regenerate. So it's
You just touched on something too that I really, you already mentioned just using the gel afterwards. And I think that's something that is misunderstood in the microneedling world. There are people putting crazy things on post-treatment that have never been studied. And
Yes.
with the ideology, even with the home rollers, the ideology is if you put all these channels into your products will penetrate better. And
Okay.
it's like your products should just penetrate anyways. If they're good
Yes,
products, they're gonna
they
penetrate
should
on a
exactly.
Tuesday. You don't
Yes.
need them to penetrate. You don't need holes in your face to penetrate
Yes,
products. So,
yes.
that's something that we want to dispel. But also, it's really important what you put on your skin post-treatment because you don't want to create a reaction. First of all, you are red for a little while. How can you
Yes.
tell if someone's reacting, which then sends your skin into a different kind of healing mode? Factor, wonderful
Exactly.
cell signaling mode. It's in, I have an allergic reaction that I need to now flush out of the skin mode. It's not the same kind of situation. So we are also very careful and have studied that product that you mentioned, the Lift Gel, which yes. basically just hydrates the skin 24 hours with the same ideology that you mentioned. Your body is capable of healing, period. Let yes. it do its thing for 24 hours. At least,
yes.
And then you can go back to some of your products post-treatment, but let it do its thing because it's going to do a very good job of healing it.
Here's the thing. It's like it's the mechanism of regeneration. It's the same for every tissue in the body because you're targeting the cell.
Yes.
And we do this with shockwave or with other treatments. And I like what I had after skin pan. It was the healthy inflammation. It was the right amount of stimulation that my body went through redness. It triggers the inflammatory response, but then it was able to clear it.
Yes.
If you overstimulate, then you actually has caused an injury, overstimulation, that now the body, instead of focus on healing and regeneration, it has to deal with overstimulation.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, that's exactly what you just
yes.
nailed it. That's
yes.
I want to actually take that blurb
yes.
and I'm going to use it.
yeah.
Because,
you know,
yeah, it's a healthy inflammatory response.
Exactly. See, when it comes to regeneration, it's almost like the peak of mountain, right? You can climb it from any direction. There are some ways that are shorter, some ways that are harder, some are completely impossible. So therefore, like even with skin pan, it really fit and clicked on what we're already doing.
Yes.
It's just gonna take our skin treatment to the next level.
Absolutely.
Like it's just gonna like we have created a combination now, we call it like Regenesis face treatment. So we would actually do the shockwave first before we would do the skin pan, because that just gets it travels beyond the skin, and that's more when people wants to get more a filler, you know, effect by
yeah.
activating muscles, because with shockwave we can reach like pretty much from the skin to the bone,
right?
And then we go and do the microneedling after to target the skin specifically.
Exactly.
And those two are mind-blowing. But then just like I cannot imagine, and everybody look at me now because I will look completely different next year. So what we have done, I ordered this machine, it's called Visai, but it's taking 16 weeks to
do. Oh, yes.
Yes.
I
yeah.
love that you're getting that. It's such a
yes.
great machine. Yeah, you're going to love it.
It's like it's a skin analyzer that uses AI technology. So now we want to put everybody there on like on the first session. So
yes.
it should be here hopefully pretty soon. And then we create a baseline. So then
yes.
people, we can actually show them on the skin inside like what's happening.
Yeah.
And then and show the difference. Like it's.
Well, I think too, people forget where you started from. So it's such a powerful tool to
yes.
show them their progression.
Yes.
I'm excited
yes.
for you guys to get that.
Yes.
Supply
yes.
chain issues are so annoying, aren't they?
I know. I know. Hopefully, yes. Hopefully over one day soon. So
yeah. Yeah, hopefully.
The other thing that I was telling my clients, you know, the difference again was skin pan, and it was the number one reason for us to go for it was the hygiene aspect.
Yes.
Like, can you tell me a little bit more like, about that? Yes.
Yeah. There's so many things about it that, you know, we can talk about. Number
yeah.
one, it is the most by regulatory bodies on the planet. And so Health Canada is sticky, but the FDA, when it comes to microneedling, is even more finicky. So
okay.
we were the first approved cleared device there for a very long period of time. And it ran to things about hygiene. And so itself is completely ultrasonically sealed, meaning nothing can ever get in it. And that's really important because a lot of times how the hygiene aspect has worked is the cartridge, which is the needles, which is separate from the unit. You put on a new one every single time. And it should prevent backflow, meaning
okay.
if somebody were to have, you know, a bacteria get into the cartridge, the cartridge itself should prevent the bacteria from getting into your handpiece. However, even if that's true, you still have the human error side of things, which is you can cross-contaminate with your gloves, with your hands. There's so many ways to cross-contaminate. And so having an ultrasonically sealed device will always prevent that from happening. There's not a way that the handpiece could get bacteria in it and somehow get bacteria through the cartridge. So that's number one. Number two is the cartridge does have a lockout feature. So one of the hygiene aspects that's very important for people is to know that once we take that cartridge, it can never be reused, which is something that we've seen happen where people try to disinfect the needles and use them on another patient. Yeah. I'm not saying we see that a lot here. It's insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was one of the things that the FDA said. You have to have a lockout feature. So this could never happen. So our cartridge has a lockout feature, which is very, very important. On top of that, we put a biosheath over the handpiece itself. All of these things have clinically validated studies that we had to send into all of those governing bodies. So from a hygiene aspect, it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to ever transfer anything to a patient because we have all of these safety things in place that had to be tested and validated and then sent in across the planet before that device is even approved. So it is a very, very safe device from a hygiene standpoint.
Yeah. You know, honestly, when I saw Chanel, our esthetician, doing it, and even like during the training, it almost looked like you guys are doing a surgery. You know, like how many protective layers, which is, yes. I love it. It's like, that's the number one thing.
And that's how it should be.
Yes.
Really,
yes.
And truly. Yes. People can, I mean, there's so many crazy things that can happen. My dog is here to say hi, by the way.
Hi. You know, I was just thinking, if it was one of my kids here, oh my God, they would like ruin this long time ago.
It's like one of those videos you see where a news anchor's on and their kid comes, except mine's a dog. Yes, but it is, we treat it very much like a surgery.
Yes. Yeah.
Because there is, you know, there, even though it's not that invasive, there's risk. Of course there's risk. Yes. We're putting needles, and we can draw blood, certainly. There sometimes is blood that comes up, and it has nothing to do necessarily with the needle depth. As I've said, I've treated acne scars at a 1.5 before, and that patient simply didn't bleed. It is the way it is. Oh. And I've treated someone at a 0.25, which is the most shallow depth on forehead, and have been really surprised by the amount of can't produce, but it is what it is. It's a human body. These things happen.
Yes.
So blood can happen, and you need to be aware of it. You need to be conscientious of it. And that's why SkinPen was, you know, is the most approved. Many, you know, governing bodies are actually maybe even more sticky than Health Canada. And so the fact that we're in places like Australia, you know, not knowing they are a very strict country, should tell you everything you need to know about the safety of our device. It's very, very safe.
Well, so now tell me, who is, I know that everybody, it's, you know, it's going to work for everybody who has skin.
You
have a face. It's good. But is there any certain group age that works the best, or when a person should start kind of with this skincare regime?
Everybody probably can benefit in some way.
Okay.
Certainly, if you are someone who is getting, you know, you're dealing with acne scars, microneedling is an exceptional treatment for you. That was one of the first things we had approval for in terms of, you know, a medical indication for scars. And we see incredible results for acne scars. The important thing about acne scars and melasma, when you're microneedling, there's no heat. So yes. There's always this risk when you already have, you know, an acne scarred face can already have post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation on it from the actual acne itself. Obviously, melasma and hyperpigmentation are already dealing with too much melanin. And so there are treatments out there that can treat it, but there is still a risk of creating more of it. Peels can be like that. There's always this little risk that you could be the person who hyperpigments and you're in there for treatment from hyperpigmentation, for example. So if you are someone who is prone to hyperpigmentation in any way, shape, or form, microneedling is for you because there's no heat. There has never been an event where we've created hyperpigmentation with a microneedling treatment from SkinPen. It's never happened. Yeah. So I think that is really important things. If you are, we call it Fitzpatrick 4, 5, and 6, that would be a darker skin tone person, more likely to hyperpigment in other treatments like laser. You are 100% our market. You are our candidate no matter what. If you are concerned about aging, you want to be preventative. Start now.
Yes.
Every time you do a treatment, you're getting a collagen boost every single time. If you're already further along in your journey and you have lines and wrinkles, that collagen and elastin is really going to make a big difference in your skin, especially if you're doing 3 treatments. You're going to see a big, big difference in, you know, the depth of your wrinkles and the firmness of your skin. So anybody that needs collagen in any way, shape, or form is going to see a very good result from this treatment. If you have stretch marks,
you absolutely
can do this treatment. If you have scars, you can do this treatment. If you want a scar treatment. So, you know, anywhere in your body, you can do a microneedling treatment. Yeah. I have people that do it on their knees. They're They don't want to have those wrinkly knees. Go ahead, do it on your knees.
Yeah, back exactly. Back
is a really important area too. Really not anybody in particular. And it's really not a treatment that you have too many contraindications for either. You know, the basic contraindications for this are if you have trouble wound healing, there's no reason you would ever want to even come for a treatment that's going to create 2 million microwaves or 3 from here to here. You know, you're not coming anywhere. Diabetics can get this treatment. They definitely want to talk to their doctor. But because they are slow healers,
yes,
but they are not completely contraindicated from this treatment either. So, you know, most people can do this treatment no matter what your health status is. There are a few key ones that we cannot treat. So scleroderma is one, for example, that's just an absolute no. But other than that, everything that we normally worry about, we don't have to worry about too much with SkinPen. And it does have a lot to do with the fact that there is no heat.
Yes, yes, yes. So no harm first.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, we don't know. That's, you know, the treatment, not trauma, is not something I made up. This is a SkinPen thing. We really focus on that with, I mean, I work for a company and we are the distributor for SkinPen.
Yes.
And that is one of their primary, you know, things that they bring up in training is we are treating, not traumatizing the skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, see, my plan, I want to do, so what you taught us is like once a month, I think, or 4 to 6 weeks in between treatments.
4 weeks is, we like 4 weeks because you're going to get your results faster.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that if you come every 6 weeks, you're not going to see the same results. You are. But if we're treating, you know, acne scarring, for example, I don't know a person who has really, you know, significant acne scarring that wouldn't want to get it under control as fast as possible.
Yes.
And we really do like to sell in series because we see such great results after 3, or in the case of really severe, generally say 6 treatments. It would depend, and your girls would do the consultation with them for that. And that would be how we would do our No one is from doing this treatment once a month if you want to. If you want to make this your one treatment that you do every single month, you can, or, you know, you have other treatments that you guys can incorporate in between as well. So you do your series of 3 treatments. Let's say it was to produce collagen for someone like yourself.
Yes.
You don't have a lot of lines. You don't have a lot of wrinkles. You just want to be preventative and maybe plump up something that's there already. And then, you know, month 4, you go back to a different kind of treatment for yourself, or you come in and your esthetician looks at your skin and says, you know, maybe we can do one more microneedling treatment. And then we'll see how it goes. And maybe in a few months, if we want to kick up the collagen. So basically, at the end of the day, there's no limit. You have to come, you can only come every 4 weeks. You can't do it earlier than that. Okay. But if you wanted to come in once a month, you absolutely can.
Well, see, what I'm thinking for myself, especially on that prevention mode or goal, is I want to do the 3 sessions once a month. And then I want to do a session every 3 months.
Perfect.
So it's that's the company. And here at the clinic now, since we're combining with with a FlashWave, like people even with a FlashWave, like the combination with Shockwave and SkinPan, like even for Shockwave, it can go actually once a month. So that way it's like everything gets boosted literally from the skin to the bone at the same time, and you get that constant regeneration and optimization on the skin. So
Which sounds
yes.
amazing. And even
Yeah.
doing what you said with the 3 months, I think most people would kind of land there. There are
Yes.
certain people that are going to be like, I'll do a microneedling treatment every single month, no problem. That's probably not for everybody.
Yes.
But certainly, every 3 months after you've done your initial series is a really, really good place to start.
Yes.
The only exception I would say would be when you've got significant acne scarring or someone who does have a lot of lines and wrinkles.
Yes.
You may want to knock out two series once a month for 6 months to get the
I
best
see.
results, and
Yes.
then go on to that every 3 months.
Retainer mode, pretty much.
Absolutely, yeah, just to maintenance it, if you will.
Okay. So how about teenagers? Can teenagers that experience acne get this?
Hard, that's
Okay.
up to their parents. The
Okay.
studies that we did on acne scarring were on ages 22 and up.
I see.
However, in saying that, when they're 18, if they've already gone through the scars and the acne has subsided, we do want to see them as fast as possible. Because at that point, their skin is ready to go for even more collagen production. Meaning, we don't want those scars to be able to last in the skin too long if we can get those needles in right away and get them plumped up as fast as possible. There's also, the PIH side of things, which is post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, that we do want to get them in as fast as possible as well, because we get better results when we see them sooner for things like that. So, I mean, absolutely, anybody over 18, come on in. Before that, it depends on what's going on with the skin, but that would be upon consultation. And we also have a wonderful team at SkinPen that we can definitely communicate with, have a conversation. This is a 16-year-old. This is where they're at in their journey with acne, for example. What's your thoughts? And really get some of our SkinPen experts who have seen some of these cases to give us some really good advice. We're very fortunate that way that we still have a team that sometimes people send me random things. Hey, can I microneedle a scar on the palm? And I'm like, very good. I don't know. So please reach out to our team and tell me what they say, because I've never had something like that come up, right? So, absolutely. The other thing with acne is we don't treat over completely inflamed acne in that moment. If
Okay.
they're, a really aggressive acne, they can't be microneedled. We need to get that acne, those cysts specifically under control. But if they've got a few breakouts still, we absolutely will work around that without question. Even, I have a breakout today, I never break out. I would absolutely be like, skin pan right around it, no big deal. It's not gonna spread it. We're just not gonna go over it, right? So it's kind of on a case-by-case basis, but certainly we can make a difference. As soon as somebody's an adult, they have the go-ahead.
Well, this honestly, this is great. Like, this is unbelievable. Just the brainstorming, the education, and how much is possible to be done without hurting the skin, too much, without being too invasive.
Oh, yeah.
And another goal for us, it's actually those post-surgical scars. I think this is another
Yes.
one because we are known because scars actually affect human body in two ways. They affect you from the software component, from the nervous system, the communication. Like, let's say a C-section scar, it causes your ab muscles to be completely dysfunctional.
That's right.
And then when they physically build up the keloid on the skin, that's more the aesthetic part. So we use Shockwave for that, and it can help. But now I want to combine it with SkinPan to
Yes.
go and make that scar as flat as possible.
And I think that is, sometimes scars are, they're traumatizing for people, body scars included, but sometimes we have people that have scars right on their face.
Exactly, from cuts and stuff, and
Dog bites. I mean, there's so many different things. So, the acne scarring we talk about a lot. Differences that something like this can do or make for somebody. Same thing with scars, body, and face. Huge differences are made. Some people are, you know, even they have a chicken pox scar, and that's traumatizing for them. So, yeah, the amount of ways that we can use this device, and we're still learning. That's what's really different about SkinPen. The company consistently does studies to see what else is possible with this device. So we have some European friends right now that are approved to do treatments for hypopigmentation, vitiligo, which is absolutely wild. There's very few things that can treat vitiligo. And so this is really exciting stuff, and we keep studying to see what's possible. So I think that's one of the biggest differences with SkinPen too, is it's not just one of those things where, our languaging around it is, we're going to put some holes in your face and it's going to create collagen. Bob's your uncle. No, like, we want to know what else is possible with this. And there's lots of little things that happen to the skin post-treatment for a lot of people that are hard to study and to put into a study. So,
I see.
for myself, I sometimes used to have really red cheeks, and I don't have that anymore, right? So, and a lot of people notice after their treatments, they have less ruddiness. And that probably has to do with the healing and the growth factor and things like that. It's not something tangible that we can necessarily study. It's kind of an off-label way of using it. But at some point, maybe we will have a study for something like that. And that's what I love about the company, is it consistently gives us things to, help patients with in terms of studies that, if you've got multiple things happening on your skin, we probably can treat a lot of things in one treatment. So acne scarring, hyperpigmentation. Oh, you're a 45-year-old with acne scarring. Well, then you're probably lines and wrinkles. Like, the list goes on and on and on.
This is actually my another question, because as a clinic, as a company, we like to give the maximum possible to a client. So how much, like, already I know we talked when we were set, like, setting up, you told me that some places, they charge, separate for, let's say, for the neck or décolleté. I said, no, it's like, if the client is coming here, I want to give the maximum possible for this person, and there's no price difference, because to me it's like face and neck and décolleté,
It's the
it's the
same.
same part, right? So, like, are we able to do, like, full on that and probably a scar, or is that a too much stimulation, or where kind of where we should draw the line, or?
I love this question. I get this question a lot from practitioners specifically because our needles can go for 80 minutes on scar tissue. So the thought process behind that becomes, can I do somebody's entire they're, they've got scar stretch marks. I can do the entire belly. That'll take me a half hour, the entire face, and then I've got 10 minutes of needles left. What else can I do? And the thing is, we don't want the body to have to heal in too many places at the same time. So the answer to that is certainly you can do face, neck, and décolleté. And let's say they've got a shoulder scar, or they want to treat the back of their hands. You're not throwing the body into this chaotic thing where it's like
Shock, yeah.
heal everywhere. No, not at all. But you would want to break up those bigger areas into two separate treatments to make sure that your body can heal and repair
Can
at its
respond, yes.
maximum. Yeah, absolutely. So lots of people ask that, mostly practitioners, right? Because they understand that the needles will go for a long period of time. So like, what's possible? But it's like anything where it's too much of a good thing in those kind of situations. So I would separate it for sure.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah,
It's
great
like,
question.
when you have a big heart, you just want to give maximum possible, So
Absolutely.
it's like the same, actually the same applies for shockwave too. I
Yeah, I
tell
think you did
people,
tell
it's
me that
like,
actually.
like, I want to bring those stem cells, I want to bring those growth factors where we need them to go.
Exactly.
Because if I stimulate an area, let's say the same amount of stimulation, an area that is like 100% perfect, let's say, the cells will actually take the road, the path that is least resistant. They will
Exactly.
end up there, and then they don't go where you need them to go. So,
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a
it's
really,
great.
really good point too. Your body finds ways to be lazy when it can, to
Exactly,
conserve the
efficient.
energy. Yeah, it really does. So, I love that question because I think that You know, we do have to remember that this is your body naturally healing itself.
Yeah.
And that goes for shockwave too, right? So,
true,
you know,
true.
If you want to get the best results out of this, we have to be mindful that your body's doing all the work.
Yes.
Yeah. Great question. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, Amber, I think we're coming to an end because
yeah,
with you, we can literally talk 24/7. And then by that time, nobody's it's listening.
Yeah, they're done now. We maxed
they're
out
sleeping.
20 minutes ago.
No, no. It's great. So is there anything that I haven't asked you that I should have asked you or any questions?
Not that I can think of. I think you did.
Yeah.
We talked about safety, which I think is
yes.
paramount. We talked about depths for treatment a little
yes.
bit.
Yeah.
And the reason why we do the depths we do on
yes.
each of the major issues that we do, the difference in our needle quality and the difference in
yes.
skin tone we talk about, and why you don't experience some of the things that you see on
yes.
Instagram.
Yes.
So I think we've covered it all.
Yes. I think so. I think so, honestly.
There's nothing left. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Amber,
awesome.
I truly appreciate your time. I thank you very much for coming here to the Unpain Clinic, you know, podcast or whatever you want to call it, and just sharing this with people. Yes.
Yeah, you're great. You were right. It was just a conversation. I was very nervous.
No. Honestly,
perfect.
we are the same way here as we are with a client, but just when we treat,
yes,
we are, you know, like humble but also like very serious. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I loved
we are like this
great
both
experience.
Yes, yeah, front end and back end, we are the same.
I love it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure to be on here and talk to you.
Thank you.
And yeah,
thank
you guys
you.
I know are going to do amazing work.
Yes,
with the Skin Pen, and your team is I even told you when you came in, I'm
yes.
like they were excellent after
yes.
their first practice. They were super
yes.
good. So
yeah.
I think they're going to be really, really helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Thank
for you,
guys. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're
very
making
welcome.
My day.
You have
thank
a great
you.
Team.
Thank you.
And you're wonderful.
Yes.
Have a good day. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
And thank you, your puppy too. That
he's like
very well behaved. Oh.
He's been very good, actually. I'm
oh
surprised.
My God. Oh my God.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful
thank
week.
You.
Stay warm.
Yes. Yes. True.
Thank you.
Thank you.